escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You Must Remember This is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, we're coming to you live from the Milt Ford Tubbs studio, the Boomer and Geo program on a Wednesday morning, July 30th, New York City, Fan and CBS Sports Network. Usually, when you hear my voice, I will always tell you it's because Boomer's out. Could be because Boomer and Geo are out. Geo will be here in just a couple of minutes, so I sit in for a few with the Booms this morning until G gets back into his seat. We've got a lot to get to today. We will get to the football, I'm sure, at some point throughout the course of the morning. The baseball last night, weird night for the Yankees, though a good win, and for the Mets, I call it a gross loss. Boomer says it's just one of many. We move on, go be 4-2 and win today, and all will be right. And I don't necessarily disagree with him, but still a gross loss. Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
I'm doing great, Jerry. Good to talk to you since 5 minutes ago.
Yeah.
And by the way, we are not on the CBS Sports Network this morning until 8:30.
Did not know that.
I do think that they have a live soccer game, I believe. Is that right, Fleeks?
Yeah, Stephen Waldron said, I think...
Either way, no CBS Sports Network till 8 o'clock.
Until 8:30. That's right. So it's just us on the radio. And Gio, we were talking about in the warm-up show, had a little car trouble. I think there's a little traffic. And we hope that he arrives soon and shortly, and he arrives alive. And because anybody who's ever been late to work, especially for a job like this where you have to be on the air and thousands, if not millions, of listeners are listening to you and they want your take on things, and you're not here, you get a little bit nervous and you end up doing something stupid. So hopefully that's not the case for Gio, as I want him to just take his time, get in here nice and easy.
And arrive alive.
Get his makeup. And, you know, we do have a couple of issues that we have to get to, Jerry. Number one is this whole golf thing with Stream Song and Golf Digest. I'm not sure if Gio and I are going to go. We're not sure yet. I haven't really battened down the hatches, if you will, as to whether or not we're going to be able to pull this off and then be able to cover the first week of the NFL season, which is uber important for this radio station and us in particular.
Of course.
Because it is, it's the start of a whole new quarter, and that's a big part of what we do here at WFAN. The second thing is we do have a little bit of a conundrum coming up on Saturday.
This Saturday?
Yes.
Saturday, August 2nd. What's the conundrum?
Well, our lovely Allie, our makeup artist, is getting married.
Oh, okay. Nice.
And, you know, we were all invited. And I'm just wondering, are any of you guys going? What's going on here?
I was not invited. That's not true.
Well, I don't know if you were not. Maybe you weren't invited.
I was not.
If you were not invited, I'm sorry that she didn't invite you. I just thought that as the radio family that we are, that you would have been invited.
I was not.
You weren't. Well, me and Gio have been.
Nice.
So.
What's the conundrum? You go.
I mean, it's right in the middle of the day on Saturday.
So what? It's one day in your life.
And she's not registered anywhere.
You think she wants a gift from you?
Oh, hell yeah. She's looking at me like
a big fat check.
Well, that's what she wants. Gift.
But who cares if you're registered? Just give her money.
I told her, are you registered at Restoration Hardware or something like that? I'll get you some towels and sheets.
She doesn't want that. She doesn't want that.
She wants the towels.
She wants a big check.
She would want the towels and sheets from Restoration Hardware. I'm telling you.
She does not.
She would.
I'm sure they're great towels and sheets. She wants cash. Like everybody that gets married, they want cash. They want a nice start.
Well, why register then? I know she's not registered
for the shower.
So you're saying to me that without her registering,
Cash.
That means she wants cold, hard cash.
Give me cash. Well, you register when you're usually getting married for the first time and trying to furnish a new home.
Oh.
So this is not a first wedding, and they already have a home, and so it's about the cash. That's what it is. So enjoy that Saturday. So that'd be awesome.
Well, I mean, I don't know if I can go.
And quite frankly, I don't think you can just, you know, bop in. Hey, how we doing? Congrats. Got to go. Well, I think you're there for the duration.
She kind of told me that I can bop in. And I said, if I bop in and Gio's bopping in and we're bopping in our golf clothes, because we're going to be right in the middle of a golf run, we're going to have to shut down.
Well, you could do that too. You can play golf Sunday and Friday.
I unfortunately totally forgot about
this. Thursday. You forgot
about
it. I
totally
forgot
about it. Well, you know, I went to the first one.
Mm-hmm. So did I. And I stayed the whole night.
And see, this is why I thought maybe you would have been invited.
Me too.
But you got lopped off.
I was lopped off. Okay.
You happy about that?
It's fine. I don't really think too much about anything these days. I don't get insulted by much. It's fine. I'm good.
You got lopped off.
So what?
You did.
You've lopped me off numerous times this year.
I have not done that on purpose.
Yes, you have. On purpose or not, you lopped me off numerous times.
I have not done that on purpose. Well, I always try to include you. And
that's not true.
And basically over, I would say, the last 5 years, because of your involvement in your son's,
coaching.
Son's life,
mm-hmm.
whether it be coaching or now playing golf every single day with them. And I totally get why you would want to play with them as opposed to us.
I thought this
and
was...
then because the distance between mm-hmm. where you live and where we live, where we usually play and where you usually play.
I said to my wife this year, because travel baseball ended last year in the fall. That's it. No more travel baseball. I said, this is going to be the summer of Boomer, Geo, and Jerry on the golf course.
Well, it is going to be the summer of Boomer, Geo, and Jerry
at
Pebble Beach.
Well, that is true, yes.
All right, so this trip, which started out as a dream of yours and Gio's.
One of a few for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. It is now becoming a reality.
I would 100%. Say Pebble Beach and St. Andrews are probably the two places that you at some point want to get to. So I would agree.
And I'm happy to be able to facilitate some of this.
Yeah.
And I think it's great that we're able to do this and that the guys from Scratch reached out to Gio and they DM'd him. And this is how this whole thing really took a life of its own. I was actually setting us up with, you know, airlines and hotels.
I remember.
And by the way, Pebble Beach, the lodge there is going to be amazing.
Yep.
Carmel's going to be amazing. So the Boomer and Geo Jerry golf tour is in full swing.
So for a weekend
shut
anyway.
Your pie hole.
No, there's no pie hole to shut. I have not been out there with you once this year.
Yeah, well, again, you have a very unique schedule. And anytime I do ask you to do something.
The last time you asked me, you canceled. You didn't tell me you canceled. That is true. And if I didn't say to you, sir, what time on Monday as you were leaving on Friday, to where you said, oh, forgot to tell you, yeah, we're not doing that, I would have shown up on Monday morning dressed and ready to go.
And where were we supposed to play again?
That was in Jersey.
Oh, okay.
And something came up, it got rescheduled, all good, but you did not tell me that you couldn't go. Had I not asked you, I would have shown up ready to play.
There is a perception out there about you and you kind of fitting in everything, you know what I'm saying? And I think you've perpetuated this perception.
I don't perpetuate anything.
That is so effing inaccurate.
You start
that
everything.
That it annoys the absolute crap out of me.
Oh,
and by the way,
how does it feel?
Let's speak the truth. Matt in Brooklyn. Hey, Matt, what's happening, brother?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hey,
listen,
Matt.
I've been listening for quite some time, right? And Jerry's always getting the shaft, whether anyone wants to admit it or not.
Thank
Nobody
you, Matt.
Wants to admit with that, everything. And I'm now, certainly now not admitting with, that.
Now, even with the wedding, I mean, what's happening here?
Yes, you got lopped off. You got lopped off. You know what happened?
Yeah, lopped off. Next thing is, boom, take the guy out golfing.
No, it's
what
okay.
are we doing here? Come on.
Matt, I promise you, it's fine. I play literally almost every day.
That's what I'm
saying.
It's almost impossible, Matt, to get on his schedule.
Not true.
I don't know. Listen, I got to keep it real. I've been listening forever.
I appreciate
since,
it.
Since Gio got into golf, Boomer and Gio have been, in my opinion, I love golf. I'm recently into it, too. I'm obsessed. But I think the show is a little too golf-heavy for the New York listeners. I think you guys are not including Jerry in half the time you go out. And I think Jerry does a bad job of sounding like he doesn't care, because I've been listening long enough to know that I know you do care.
I actually don't.
Matt,
honestly, I promise you I don't.
You wouldn't be bringing these things up to me if you didn't care.
There's a very easy answer as to why I bring it up. Because it's the guy that gets pounded over the head with the mallet over and over and over again and gets a reputation that started with Craig. You continued it. Gio enjoys it. And a lot of it's not true. I could not be in a better place in my life. So all fine. But when you say I don't do things or I'm always canceling, I now have a file in my phone every time you either don't ask me or you cancel on me.
I know what you're upset at, because there were things that we did do in Jersey that were close to your house, and I didn't have the ability to invite you to certain things because only Gio and I got invited.
And
we were invited as a twosome to be a part of a foursome, and you can't have five. And that's why going to Pebble Beach, there's three of us, and there'll be another golfer from scratch who will be playing with us.
Yes.
Now, the other thing, just to talk to the last caller's point about this is heavy golf. Well, really, I mean, there's nothing, it's not that there's nothing going on in sports. There's a lot going on in sports. Of course, we know the Mets and the Yankees and everything else. But there are a couple things that have happened, and this is the time of year where we play golf around here. So, you know, we went and played Bethpage Black, home of the Ryder Cup this year. So we talked about it. You know, we ended up talking about Pebble Beach and what a wonderful golf trip that would be, and I would love to do that for you guys. And the next thing you know, lo and behold, we have a trip.
And that's a show experience.
For sure. So that, and of course, Gio and I won the Golf Digest Open on Monday. I mean, what are we supposed to do? I mean, you got to talk about your experiences, and I think that's exactly what we've been doing. And am I correct in my assessment that when we had two events in New Jersey and you felt like you weren't invited, that got underneath your skin a little?
No. Underneath my skin?
Yeah.
No. Even remotely.
Gio said it did.
No.
Gio says that, like, when you...
Wrong.
When you're...
It did not get under my skin. Under my skin would mean I was annoyed by it.
Well...
That is not even remotely
annoyed,
true. No.
I mean, like,
Gio
says that you'll complain to him.
I do not complain. Again, it's a mischaracterization.
And then I got to hear from Gio, because you won't complain to
what,
me.
What I said was...
You ever had a conversation with Gio?
Would you let me speak, for Christ's sake?
You keep interrupting me, so I'm just asking you what
I had said to him that during the Memorial Day weekend show, it was a little awkward. I had, multiple people ask me about certain events that you guys were playing in Jersey, and that you'd see me there. And I said, I wasn't aware of them, and I was not invited.
All right, so, yes.
So when he asked me about it, how does that get too perturbed?
The way you're explaining it and the way I hear it.
I'm explaining what happened. I had people that we know that said, I'll see you, blah, blah, blah.
Like, what kind of people?
People we know.
People we know. That doesn't
people
count.
That were involved, that were going to it.
I know this kid, Connor Green, but, like, did Connor Green have, issue with you not playing with us? Were they making
what
it
What does
big...
that have to do with what you're asking me? These were
people
I'm not going to put their names out there, but the people that were going to the event, they're like, hey, we'll see you there. I'm like, well, I'm not going. I wasn't aware of it.
How well do I know these people?
You know them. You know them very well. And so when it came up,
Was it Gelb?
It was not Gelb.
All right.
It was not Gelb.
Because he didn't count.
When I told G that I wasn't going, I said, a little odd I wasn't asked, but... And then it's weird having the conversation. If you take that as being perturbed, then perturbed.
Well, you have to understand
something.
I didn't
think again about it.
All right. So just quickly, when you say to Gio that, oh, I'm not invited, or I'm not going, or it's a little awkward that I wasn't invited because people are asking me if I'm going, and then he brings that to me, and then the way he brings that to me... makes me sound like you're upset and you're
perturbed.
See,
I don't think that's the way Gio brings it to you. I think he relays the story to you, but I don't think he's relaying it to you that I was annoyed, because there was no part of me that was angry, upset, or annoyed about it.
Oh, my God.
Curious, sure. But perturbed? No. That's boom fiction.
There's so much drama around here.
Well, you're the one that brings it up.
Look, I'm just telling you.
I brought up the Mets and the Yankees to start, and you went to this.
Joe in Orange County. Joe, what's happening?
Hey, Boom, what's going on, man?
All right, man. Not much.
Listen, you know it's Joe Construction, right?
Oh, Joe Construction. What's happening? What's going on?
What's going on, man? I mean, listen, I'm not working too far from where you live.
Okay.
I'm on Split Rock Road in Great Neck.
Yep.
I know you're not that far from there, but this, I'm trying to give you a little heads up over there. I hope your whole family's drinking bottled water.
Uh-oh.
What's going on?
Well, listen, we're replacing the water mains there. I don't know if you see us over there working.
No, I see you all over the place. I see freaking guys digging up the entire road.
Sometimes, Boom, it's a mess. And a lot of people over there on Split Rock, they're kind of a little snooty, you know?
I know. Those people are really snooty. Where I live is not so snooty.
But Boom, the thing is that we are replacing asbestos water main.
Oh my God.
That's not good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now listen, that's been around since the 40s. I've seen it for years. I'm not that old, but when I came into this business 35 years ago, I seen a lot of that pipe. Now, I'm just giving you a heads up because, you know, I'm not looking to scare you. I know you've probably been drinking bottled water for years.
Hey, Joe, can I ask you a question?
I got my grandkids over
there.
Joe,
can I ask you a question? Do the water filters and the fridges take care of that, though?
Listen, I'll be honest with you.
Oh, please don't say no.
I'd say asbestos, you know yourself. The fiber's so small. I mean, it's hard to say. First of all, I just can't believe that these mains are in there from 1950.
Wow. It's the local infrastructure. We got to go through it. And Joe, thanks for the good news this morning.
Good
morning, everybody. You got asbestos in your water. Holy God. No, I mean, they are, I don't know. They're changing the water mains. They're building a whole new water station on, you know, not really. I mean, it is kind of close. It's closer to where Sydney and Matt live than where I live. And, you know, you got grandkids. You know, water's a big part, you know, of everything, you know? I mean, God.
Well, I do think, I know Tiki lives on the tap water, but I don't think most people do drink that any longer.
Well, I mean, Tiki's a freak.
I know he's a freak. But he talked about this last week, which is why I bring it up. I do think most people do have the filters or drink the bottled water, or you have the aluminum. What is that? What kind is that now?
This is a Mountain Valley. Yeah, you want to feel that? Like, I bring this in, like Al brings in his pepper spray. If somebody comes near me, just knock him over the head with this thing.
That's pretty good.
It's like a baton. Doesn't it feel like a baton?
Yeah.
It's a little heavier than a baton.
It is heavy. Is that 24 ounces? That's a big bottle of water.
It is. Let me put my glasses on.
I can't even read it. Jesus, you realize. So think about this. When you started this show.
25 ounces.
In 2007, did you need glasses to read?
I did not, of course.
I had hair and didn't need glasses to read. Now I'm losing my hair, though with great many I'm doing a lot better these days, or I'm going to be. But I can't see anything unless it's this font, which is if you can't see it on the radio.
It's got to be like 125%. John in Boston, what's up?
What's up, guys? Love you, Boomer, but I got to take Jerry's side here. Although it really isn't a side, you guys aren't, or whatever you're doing. But Boomer, you're the quarterback. You got to be inclusive here, right? You're the leader. You know that better than anyone.
I know that. I'm totally inclusive. I bring these guys everywhere. Hell, I fly them private out to the Super Bowl.
Yes, you did. That was a great week.
Right, and now I'm taking them to Pebble Beach.
Well, yeah. Gio had a major part of that. Now, hold on a second. We got to give Gio his props for that.
Did he open the JetBlue Mint page and start booking flights and all that?
First of all, John, I appreciate the phone call.
And did he call out the Pebble Beach and the lodge? Hold on, wait a second.
And he can defend himself in a couple minutes when he gets here.
Listen, I know Gio's been a big part because Scratch is the one who DM'd him.
Yes. So I think it needs to be more of a we thing, meaning you and him at this point.
But you sat over here.
I know I sat there.
And I would love to make this happen for you guys.
You had flights picked out and everything. I know that.
The only reason I'm saying that is because the last caller says, I need to be more inclusive. I can't be any more inclusive.
That's probably true. I'm not arguing that, but he needs to get his props too.
Of course he gets his props.
Would we have been going without Scratch? Yes, I do believe we would have gone without them.
We would have won, but you know what? Now, watching what they're doing and how they're handling this, it is
first class.
I love it.
I know.
There's an email a day. You got your ship sticks bag. You got this. You got that. You know, can you send it out this day? I mean, they are soup to nuts on top of everything.
Quite organized. Very organized.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Sex, murder, the magic of the movies. You must remember this is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, 25 in front of 6, 625 or 25 after 6 or whatever. It's 625. Geo will be here in a couple of minutes. Built Ford Tub Studio, the Boomer and Geo program. We have, you know, we don't have guests often on this program. I had Jeff Ross in a couple of weeks ago in studio, which was a blast. We have a guest in studio this morning at 626.
Yeah, Allie, our illustrious makeup gal who is getting married on Saturday. And, you know, Allie, good morning.
Good morning.
You're terrified right now.
You all excited?
I am. I'm very excited.
That's good. So,
deja vu.
What's that?
Deja vu.
Deja vu. So we were talking about this and how Gio and I got invitations. So I just naturally thought that Jerry, Eddie, and Al would get an invitation. And then Jerry said to me that he didn't get an invitation. I said, oh, you got lopped off. So am I correct in assessing that?
I mean, it wasn't personal. I'm just keeping it business. Smaller. And no, he doesn't even live in Long Island. I didn't want to make him do that again.
Do what again?
Come.
Come to Long Island?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he likes coming to Long Island.
Does he?
Yeah, I think so. What, to play? Oh.
No, I do not.
Oh, you don't?
Do I so like
maybe if golf is involved?
Yeah, if golf's involved.
Well, there's two different
like
things.
It.
I also don't like getting on planes, but I have no problem doing it.
Right. So, all right. So, they're lopped off, and Gio and I are not. And I gave a gift already once. I mean, are you expecting another gift?
No. Your presence is the gift.
Come on, stop it. Stop it. I mean, I could see it in your eyes.
I'm not expecting it, but if you don't give one, you'll be judged.
You'll be judged. I'll be judged. Okay.
Are you I won't forget it.
Are you registered?
I am not.
Why aren't you registered?
There's no reason to register.
Yeah. It's a wedding. You don't give a
it's cash.
You know, you give cash.
I told. Oh,
it's true.
Is that what happens these days?
Well, it depends on where you are. If you're in California,
yes,
it's gifts.
Why is that? Because they take the money away from you. Or something?
I don't know. So when my cousin got married, we went out there. We had full suits on, and we brought cash gifts.
Right.
We were the only ones at the wedding in suits, and we were the only ones that gave cash gifts.
You also just get like a cheese board at cocktail hour.
That part I don't remember, but you're probably right.
It's what, not in like California, you just
California's
get a
different.
It's not like
people are in Hawaiian shirts and shorts. It's different.
And what are we supposedly getting at this wedding of yours? Do we have like a cheese board or what else?
We have way more than that.
Way more than that.
Yeah.
So it's worth it to come at least for lunch.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a morning wedding, right?
Daytime.
Yeah. Morning is daytime. I mean, we kicking this thing off at 8 in the morning? What time are we kicking this thing off at?
No, it starts at 11:30.
Oh, 11:30. Okay.
And that's the wedding itself,
that's
not the
ceremony.
Party
yeah.
afterwards, right?
When's the cocktail party?
12 to 1.
Ooh.
So that's pretty good. You can get 18 in the morning.
No, I can get 9 in, go over there, have a cocktail,
and
say
finish.
Hi to everybody. And as long as Gio and I are allowed to come in our golf clothes.
You can do whatever you want. You're Boomer Esiason.
That is
that's
so
true.
Mean. That is so mean.
Does that mean that happens to be a fact?
No, it's not a
it's like
fact.
Like when you walk around here, you can do whatever you want.
I don't.
You're Boomer.
You think I can do whatever I want, but I don't do whatever
like, I know
I want.
You
want
to
walk around
you
here
fire
normally.
The intern because he was late this morning.
Oh, we got the big intern back and he showed up late.
Illegal parking spots outside. Oh, who cares? Just park
it's
there.
Boomer.
Yeah, but they're not early to give you a ticket and you're out of here because you're Allie. So anyway, congratulations.
You don't realize the clout you walk around with.
Yeah, because I don't use it.
But you have it.
But I don't use
but
it.
But you have it.
But I don't use it.
He does know. He knows.
I'm not saying that I don't know.
I know. I
mean, and why was Big Intern late?
So it's actually his shift starts later. He came in early to spend a couple hours with this show.
Wow. Good answer. That's a really good answer.
You just got promoted. I like it.
Your uncle's all over me on social media. Tell him to stop, all right?
It's pretty
Big
funny.
Intern's uncle's all over me. All right, so how many people are coming?
There'll be about 90.
You didn't make the top 90.
That's fine.
To be fair, my list is 28. On. Chris has a huge family.
Oh, okay. All right. Oh, so now we got to meet all these people. And they're all going to want to talk about Mets and Yankees and the Jets. Are the Jets any good?
So that's 62 new people you have to meet.
Yeah, 62 new friends.
I'm the star that day.
Yes, you are. You're always the star as far as I'm concerned. So
that's very well. Congratulations early.
Yes.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Have a great day on Saturday.
Thank you.
You too, Boom.
Yes. Hopefully it works out.
I'm sure it will work out just fine.
I hope so. I think Gio almost is here.
Yeah, he'll be here any minute. Let's do some of the sounds from last night. Allie, I've seen a few. We are brought to you by Sansone Auto Mall, Woodbridge, New Jersey. So I started the warm-up show with the Mets, but I'll give you the good here to begin, and that would be the Yankees last night. Now, Cody Bellinger's game-tying 3-run homer I thought was the biggest hit in the game, but because he has been so much maligned, and again, last night with the fielding not great, Anthony Volpe's offense, though, last night was pretty good.
And a pitch of Volpe. Swing on. There you go. Bloop single into center. Dominguez made sure. Walks home. Yankees lead 4-3 here in the fourth. RBI single. Anthony Volpe, his 56th run batted in. That's a really good piece of hitting.
Yeah, put him in front by a run. Dave Sims, the call here on the Fan. And then later in the game, when the Yankees were up a couple of runs, he extended it with what turned out to be the longest home run of his career.
And a pitch from Kelly. Swung on and driven to deep right center field. Got all kinds of carry. Giddy up, baby. Gone! A home run, Anthony Volpe. It's 7-4 New York. Anthony Volpe with his second hit tonight.
And he has really hit the baseball since the All-Star break. Dave Sims, the call on the Fan.
But
you did have the fielding issue.
We have an error in the ninth inning again.
Well, and you also had the early one with the flip.
I don't know what's going on with him. You know what? Here's what I think. I feel like you think Ahmad Rosario could play shortstop for a couple days.
I could. Yeah, for sure.
Right. Maybe just give him a break from the field for a day or two. Just give him a couple days off. He hasn't had any days off as far as I'm concerned,
he
right?
He plays every day. But you know what the weird part of that is? He's starting to hit.
I know. Well, put him as a DH or something, but then what do you do with Stanton?
Who
I don't know.
Wasn't in the I
he
know.
Wasn't in the lineup last night.
I know. He got a break. And maybe that would have been
got
the
a
spot.
Day game after a night game. And, you know, and I was listening to Aaron Boone talk about this. But here's the thing. Like, he is obviously pressing. Thinking too much.
He's thinking in the field too much.
And when he gets up in the batter's box, he tries to hit every ball out of the stadium like he did last night.
Now, that said, with the way he's thinking, I actually thought what he did at shortstop on the pop-up was a pretty smart play. Umpire didn't allow it by trying to guide the ball down and get the lead run.
Well, that's a different story. I mean, that's a heady play by a heady ball player who's thinking.
So he's engaged
in
the game.
He's thinking ahead, yes.
Right. The problem is when he fields the ball, maybe not the flip play, but that play that should have ended the game, he's in his own head. He's taking three steps. He's pumping the glove. Like, just throw the ball.
Yeah, well, so, I mean, it's easy for us to say we don't understand the pressures that young man is under. But there is no question that, you know, that ball should be chest high right into the glove of Goldschmidt.
Now, that said, as I said to C-Mac this morning, scoop it. A good first baseman helps out his shortstop in that situation.
For the most part this year, Goldschmidt has been over there doing exactly that.
Now, he didn't help him the other game either. The ball that popped out of his glove.
Well, that's a different story. But
I'm just saying, like, it could look better than it is if he got a little bit of help on the other side.
See when Lindor throws the ball across the diamond?
Yeah, and Alonso scoops it like he did last night. And you're right. Most of them are chest high. I'm saying
8 out of 10 are chest high.
Absolutely.
And I would say in the ninth inning,
it was a bad throw. I agree with you.
Maybe a couple days off.
Maybe. Here he is, though, talking about the fielding issues, no doubt new.
Yeah, no, I never really experienced something like this, but you got really good guys around me, and I consider myself, I know what I'm capable of. So
a
guy hits a bomb.
Better.
Guy hits a bomb.
He did.
Yes, he and did. He's a big reason why they won. He has an error in the ninth. He gets booed, and that's what he's got to discuss after a win.
Yeah, I mean, he did talk about his offense, but, I mean, unfortunately, if you're covering that game, you know that has to be asked, unfortunately.
But that's the thing. Right. He's just got to have, he's got to get more consistent. He's got to play cleaner games, and it's got to be a force defensively because that was one of his calling cards when he came up.
Max Fried, a strange night. Not so good early, not so good late, but dominant in the middle. He did get the win, and Devin Williams did allow a run in the ninth, but did earn the save. Will Warren, the start tonight on the Fan at 7:05. Luis Gil expected to start Sunday against the Marlins. The Yankees now four games behind Toronto because the Blue Jays were swept in a doubleheader by the Orioles.
How about that?
Clobbered 16-4, and then they lost 3-2 in the second
game. And the Orioles traded one of their pitchers to the Blue Jays.
Sir Anthony
in between
Dominguez.
The doubleheader.
Yes. Kind of cool. That's happened before, but that was kind of neat.
And then he pitched against the Orioles in the second game,
which is cool. As for the Mets in San Diego, this is the spot to me where not that the game was decided, but it's a scoreless. Not scoreless. The Padres are winning 1-0. The Mets load the bases, top of the fifth, and this is what you get out of Lindor, which should have been Juan Soto, but he was out of the game because of the foot, the foul ball off the foot. And then Alonso. Here's your 28 seconds of these at-bats.
2-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. And for the third time tonight, Lindor has struck out. Hit high in the air to center. Merrill moving in. Beatty tags. It's Tatis who makes the catch in front of Merrill. Fires home. Beatty sprints home to score. Popped him up. On the infield, toward the mound, behind the mound, Cronenworth comes down, makes the two-hand catch, and the inning is over.
We have chair issues. G is here, so that's good. We're not off to a great start. Boomer's pissed off because he doesn't have his chair, which is really G's chair, but he was sitting in G's chair. Now they're switching chairs. It's musical chairs. Chairs, chairs, chairs. Everybody's chairs. We got to figure out where. Anyhow, those were the three at-bats. Lindor the whiff, the sack fly from Marte, who pinch hit in that spot, and then you get Alonso pops up, and that be that. They don't
score
again.
You know, this chair feels like an old Cadillac. You know what I'm saying?
That's the chair you sat in all week yesterday or the week before?
It doesn't feel like my chair.
It's your chair, man.
I don't know. This feels like it's a chair from like 10 years ago.
It's not one of the newer ones, that's for sure.
No, it's not, because I could always move the...
Let me tell you, this seat is warm. It is really warm. I don't know what was happening over there, but...
Am I in your chair, sir?
Wait a second. Wait. Wait. I think that's my chair.
See, there you go.
And I think that's... Probably is that your chair, Jerry?
I sit in whatever's here, to be honest.
See,
with you.
Jerry
I have
doesn't
no
know
idea.
This. That's like an old Cadillac leather.
So I'll take the old Cadillac.
All right. So
all right, here we go.
Wow.
Give me that chair.
Okay. You like this chair better?
I do like that chair better because it's got a higher back.
Okay.
And you got a small little fat back.
The fat of my back.
7-1, by the way.
You know what? This is not my chair, but it's okay. Whatever makes you feel better. That's definitely Al's chair.
Manny Machado, homer.
I don't even think this is my chair either.
This is definitely not mine, but we're going to go with this right now.
Right
that makes
now,
you comfortable.
And then we'll figure out because I think somebody stole my chair out of here.
Wouldn't be shots why Al locks his up because people and you know who also has an issue with this? Zach Martin. People go in and take his chair out of his studio.
Oh, they don't like him though. That's
why. I don't know. Who
there
likes
are actually
him
people
not.
Taking Al's chair.
They used to. That's why he locks up his chair.
What are these sons of bitches around here doing?
But he also does it because he doesn't want the other producers on the weekend using his chair and pumping farts into the seat.
That
he has said that.
He
that's
has that, said that.
That's his thing, not my thing.
That is very true.
By the way, big intern's back. I thought he had quit.
Came in early.
The opposite of me. But I hadn't seen Big Intern in like 3 weeks.
And how about the fact, when we were at this event Friday, people really thought that photo was real. Of him looking like he's 9 feet tall.
Well, that's Izzo's good at what he does.
But you're 6'6", and people thought that was real.
Well, he is taller than me.
They would make him 10 feet tall.
I was just telling Big Intern that I worked for Al the day after that photo was posted, and most of the calls that day were people asking, like, well, it can't be real, right? And I would tell them, like, I mean, I guess not, but I wasn't here, so I don't know. And they're like, but it can't possibly be real. And they were being fooled by it for a whole day.
Well, the other thing we did was when he came in here, we put our seats all the way down and his all the way up. So on CBS Sports Network, it looked like he was that big on video as well. So, but there is a lot of people that I know that are smart people that thought that that was real. And, you know, Mike Bear Down Cubs, who's an internet guy, he was like, hand up. I thought it was real.
Oh, by the way, he made me look like a 4-year-old.
Yeah, that guy, yeah, he was 6'7". Dude, 6'7", jacked, this guy, Mike Villani.
I felt like...
Humongous.
What a...
Beat the snot out of everybody around him.
I felt like such a turd.
I told him, I was like, if I were you, I would be fighting people all the time. Just for my own satisfaction.
Yeah, I suppose that's... Remember Willie always talks about people want to fight him because he's a big guy. I wonder if Mike gets that too.
Oh, I'm sure he... Or at least did in his 20s, probably.
What about you, Boom? People ever want to fight you?
No. I mean, like, I'm not looking for fights. I'm not looking...
Well, Willie says he's never looking for fights either, and people, like, want to challenge him.
Yeah, I'm a little bit older than Willie. I mean...
But back in the day, you must have had an experience like that. I mean, come on. Everywhere I go, someone's like, yeah, I played Boomer in a scrimmage, and I sacked him. And I pushed him down, you know, he didn't get up real quick. I remember that.
That's sports.
Okay.
I mean, one time I think I got into a fight in a pewter tankard. And also at Hutley's, and Solomon Grundy's, and Matthews.
Wow.
And the OBI.
All right, so it has happened.
And the Bordy Barn.
Okay.
Yeah, so I got to do a few fights.
You've had a bunch of scrums.
Right, and then your boy Anthony Cumia went to go hit me, and he broke his hand.
Great story.
Yep. I don't know why he went to hit me. A little...
Anyway, Mets lose 7-1. They now lead the Phillies by a half game. Philadelphia did beat the White Sox 6-3. Juan Soto did leave the game with a contusion, fouled the ball off his foot. He did not seem like it was a big deal. We will see. Who knows if he's in the lineup this afternoon. You got Clay Holmes and Yu Darvish going tonight. Coming up next hour, we're going to hear from the football camps. We got some sound from Justin Fields, who did speak to the media after practice yesterday.
How's his foot?
Seems to be doing okay. With the toe. Also, Trey Hendrickson of the Bengals expected to end his holdout and show up to camp today. Still no deal, but I guess they're hoping
the
this moves things.
Too big.
Right.
Fine. These guys got to stay in camp.
In the right direction. So you've got that and more.
And speaking of camp, we'll be at Giants camp tomorrow. Brian Daboll will be on around 7:30. So excited to get out there.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie. But since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You must remember this is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. So much happened while I was in the car on the way here. I don't even know where to start. So
We're not on the CBS Sports Network.
Oh, that's right. We're not right now. They were on at 8:30, even though they got the monitor on. So let's just shut the monitor off, because when the monitor's on, I feel like I have to sit a certain way. When it's not on, then I could do whatever I want.
You could sit naked.
I could. I did take my shirt off once when we were off.
It's powering up. I got it.
There we go. See? Yeah. See, now it's great. Now I just feel free. I can do whatever I want. I can lean back. I can pick my nose. So
cameras are still on.
Yeah, but no one's seeing it but the people that are over there.
Yeah,
so
but why, if you do something stupid, Stephen Waldron will have it.
Yeah.
He can, and he can bring it out anytime he wants.
He could. And he feels like a blackmail guy to me, doesn't he?
Yes, he does.
He feels like he could hold something against you and then pull it out and be like, all those times you made fun of me, well, here's you pulling out your schwants when we were off CBS Sports Network.
Right.
So anyway.
So where do you want to start?
So I guess we're going to this wedding?
She seems to have expectations.
See, I disagree, because I felt like we really didn't even get invite. First of all, we never got a formal invite.
No.
I never got anything in the mail. Did you get anything in the mail?
No.
Yeah, we got nothing in the mail, and it was just like a couple days ago, she was like, oh, you know, are you guys showing up? Now, you feel more pressure than me about this.
Well, yeah, of course.
So, now we've gotten to a point where there is an expectation, And we're going to have to do it.
Did you feel that expectation this morning when you saw her? Because we did have her on the air talking about this.
I felt the expectation when I was back getting the makeup.
You were, yeah, see.
It was one of those, are you going to be there for the ceremony?
Right.
If you are, you got to let me know. And I'm like, well, if I'm going to be there for the cocktail hour, might as well be there for the ceremony. The whole point of the thing is the marriage, right? Got to see that.
I think the whole point of it is the cocktail hour.
Well, generally.
Get ready to meet a whole bunch of new people.
Yeah. Well, it's, you know, some of them we met for the first wedding, I would think. So
yes.
Maybe this time it'll be a little bit of a
repeat. His side is going to be
repeat
different.
Spot. Yeah, you know, I met a bunch of his people, though. I like his people. I met his brother. He's a really good guy. Benji.
Yep.
Benji's brother, that is.
Benji's brother.
And I like Benji. I'm a Benji guy. I've always been a big Benji supporter.
Well, he's a pretty good golfer.
He's a really good golfer. He's a great guy.
Yeah.
I like hanging out with him. He supported the charity when I was a guest bartender. He did a great job. He bought that big foursome at Baiting Hollow.
Nice.
Yeah. So he donated like $3,000 to the foundation.
So I feel like now you tell me all these things.
But that's your foundation. So.
Yeah, I know. But now you're telling me these things.
I don't have it. You know, if I had a foundation, right. Benji would probably donate as well. So it's.
But when I was looking at Allie this morning, she was like looking at me with those.
Yeah, she does the.
She's the puppy dog eye thing.
Yeah. Like she turns on the chick, you know?
She turned it on this morning. Right, man.
It's amazing how they do that, these women. You know, they'll like turn it on and you're like, ah.
And then she came in and she swore that she did not lop off Jerry, Al, and Eddie.
Well, you could use whatever word you want to soften the truth, but it was a lop off spot, 100%.
100%. And you know what? I bet you Eddie's bothered by that because Eddie loves a good wedding.
I'm sure that he's disappointed. There's no two ways about it.
Not so much. Jerry doesn't seem to be disappointed at all.
No. Those two guys, no way. But, I mean, Eddie, I feel, is going to take that personally and be like, man, you know, I thought we were close and I would be there for you. I'd support you. I would 100% love to go there. We'd find a room somewhere.
He'd make a whole weekend out of it.
Yeah. I mean, he finds, like, hiking trails no matter where. Like, that wedding could be in Gordon Heights. He'd find a hiking trail.
Yeah.
You know, so he would love to go. But he's not going.
Is there a hiking trail in Center Mariches?
Yeah, I'm sure there's plenty.
How about Setauket?
Setauket?
Yeah. Spionk?
Definitely at those places, 100%.
On the Connectquot River Trail, right? And then the Connectquot Park over there?
Yeah, you can go over there, the Timber Point area. You know, in the Connectquot River, you got the Timber Point stuff on one end, the Oakdale on the other.
The Bayard Cutting Arboretum.
Yeah, the Arboretum. The Bayard Arboretum.
The Heckscher Park.
Yeah. So I don't have plans currently on Saturday, but I guess I do now. So this is where we're at. I mean, are we going to do something afterwards because we're going to be together? Should we set up a tea time or something afterwards?
I knew that was coming.
I mean, we might as well not waste this opportunity.
I knew that was coming. Are we showing up in our golf attire?
That's the other thing. I mean, it's 100 degrees every friggin' day.
No, this weekend's going to be nice.
Oh, it is?
Saturday is going to be beautiful.
Oh, okay. So I can wear like normal clothes and be okay?
Yeah.
I mean, I'll 100% show up with like, can we? Is that okay?
No, I don't know. I don't know what the expectations are a little out of whack right now, so.
Like, I don't have, I have to dry clean a couple things. I haven't had an event in a while. So now I've got an event.
You going to break out that blue suit of yours?
No, that blue suit, maybe actually. Yeah, now that I think about it. Because this is not a black tie situation. I don't have a lot of suits.
I mean, this is an open collar, maybe sport coat type of thing.
I could handle that. I think I got an idea where I'm going. I'm thinking about it right now in my head. I'm just going through the wardrobe. I think I could deal with it.
Are you excited?
Please, you want to come?
I can't this weekend, but thank you.
Yeah. See, like, nobody can go.
Except us, apparently. Kevin in Franklin Square. What's going on, Kevin?
Hey, what's going on, Boomer G? How you guys doing?
Good, man. What's up?
Boomer, are these guys messing with your chair or what?
Yeah, they are, man. They're always messing with me, Kevin. I'm telling you. It's a pain in the ass. Every day it's a new thing.
Listen, I'm an NYPD police officer. I'm 6'7", 375 pounds. It couldn't be any truer that the smaller guys pick the fights with you.
My God.
6'7", 370. Did you play like ball in high school and college?
I had really bad knees growing up. I played basketball, baseball. I couldn't do football, unfortunately.
Wow. I mean, and you are you like out there on the streets? Are you in a car most of the time? Like, where are you?
As of the last year, I have a inside spot, but the first 10 years out in the street, I was the one that was getting the most fights picked with.
Yeah, I mean, it's just...
in uniform?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I think it makes it worse.
Well, what? I mean...
It does.
I can't, you know... Whatever happened to common decency? Whatever happened to respecting the badge? Whatever respect for somebody that doesn't get paid that much money to put their life on the line?
Yeah.
Yeah, not so much anymore.
Yeah. Just give me a borough where you were at.
I'm in Queens.
Oh, okay. All right. Very good, Kevin. Yeah. I mean, that doesn't surprise me. And it's...
Thank you. Be safe.
Thanks.
Man.
Yeah, absolutely.
Especially in light of what happened. Yes. Yesterday or 2 days ago.
And now he's got an inside spot, so that's good. But that doesn't surprise me at all. You know,
6'7", 370. Why would you want to mess with somebody that big?
Prove that you can. Like, that's how sick people are in the head. Now, I don't have that mentality.
Fleeks, you're a short little guy.
He doesn't have Napoleon's
complex. He's a short little guy. Do you want to beat up Big Intern?
No, not at all.
Yeah, but Fleeks doesn't have that. We're talking about people who have got issues. You know what I'm saying?
Huh.
Who have been picked on their whole lives, and like they got the Napoleon complex and the whole thing, and they need to prove to their buddies that... they can hang or beat somebody up, like, you know.
It was like that guy in the golf course that ran into the hockey player.
Oh, yes, right, exactly. But he was completely waffled, guy.
Yeah, but when you're waffled,
yeah,
it makes it worse.
It does. It definitely gets the juices flowing a little bit more. But
your badge of courage is a little bit bigger at that point.
100%. But Fleas isn't that guy, clearly. I mean, you know who I think would be that guy? Billy Jock alone. He would be that guy.
Really?
I could see him being the guy who wants to fight the big guy. Yeah, 100%. You don't see that in him?
I work with Billy and Fleeks, and I work with Billy. Seems like a very nice guy.
He is a very nice guy.
Is that why he got the tattoo?
The hair tattoo? No, yeah. I just think underneath there it could be a little bit of something or other.
Is Billy here today?
He is. I can go grab him. I don't think he'd be the guy to challenge that big person, but internally he would absolutely. He definitely wants to fight the guy. I'll go grab
him.
All right. Yeah. All right. So, wow. I don't know.
But we got to just be careful with him. That's all I'm saying.
He could snap?
Yes. He's a snap spot guy.
No, he's not a snap spot
guy.
He did
to me once, actually.
He did?
Right here on the air. Yeah.
He did?
Yeah. So we just got to make sure.
All right.
So Billy Jock alone, our friend's coming in.
Yeah.
I love Billy.
I don't see it. I mean, he is dressed like Antifa today. But
we're talking about, we got Big Intern in there, right? And we had a 6'7" cop call up and say that smaller guys would like to fight him all the time. So Boomer goes, Fleeks, you're a short little guy. Would you like to fight everybody all the time? And I said, Fleeks is not the guy. If there's someone here in the building who's a shorter fella that wants to fight bigger guys, it's Billy Jock alone.
You think so?
Yes.
I don't think so. I think you're a cool guy.
I'm not saying he's not a cool guy. I think that there's probably a situation where I'm like Billy's just like, I just want to mess that guy up.
I don't know about that.
Come on.
But I think in a situation, if the guy's coming at me, like, you know.
You're not cowering down.
I don't think so.
But you're not challenging anybody. How about it when you go out on a Friday night, you go clubbing, and you have a few drinks.
Those days are.
Maybe a Molly or two. I mean, are you ready to rip somebody's head off or no?
I don't think so. I mean, you know my personality.
The personality that I see is professional all the way.
I'm not saying he's not professional. I'm just saying in a particular situation, I think if you get under his skin, he will knock anybody out. That's my take. Like, I bet you that if you gave him too much crap, he wouldn't mess up a sports minute, but if you did, he would... Boom, he'd go right at you.
You think so?
I think he's got it.
I don't see it.
And this is a compliment.
Yeah,
nobody's messing with
him.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't see that part of his personality. You know him longer than I have.
I just feel like he's a guy to me that I've always been like, I'm not messing with that guy.
Really?
Yeah, that's the way it's been. Like, I'm not messing with him because he, at some point, you know what it was is when you threw that soda against the wall. That's what it was. That changed my whole opinion about it.
But you snapped at work?
You remember that?
We talked
about
it.
That was like 4 years ago, though.
Yeah, but that's what shit.
That's why I don't remember it.
It's just stuck in my head.
No, but you know, honestly, that was a bad day.
I know. I get it. But and we all have bad days. I had a day today where I showed up. I wasn't here on time and things went haywire. I get it. But that, like, when I saw that, I didn't say, you know, wow, you know, that guy's got issues. I was like, wow, that's someone you don't mess with on a bad day because he will knock you out. Well, that's the way I felt.
I mean, I take that as a compliment,
it
but
is.
But I mean, I'm not. That's not really what I'm looking at trying to do here.
Where it is. Can I ask you again? Just remind me. Was it a can of soda?
It was a coffee.
It was a coffee.
Oh, coffee. That's right.
And what wall was it?
The one where the old network newsroom used to be.
Oh, okay.
So, like, that entrance.
Yes. Yeah. Where, like, Izzo used to have his thing over there, remember, before he moved next
yes,
to...
Yes, yes, yes. So, it's where the green screen used to be.
And wasn't Ackerman involved somehow? Is that what
no,
happened?
No, oh, no, was no. It?
But did somebody said something to you?
Well, no, it was. It really wasn't anybody that said something to me. I was having a bad day.
Oh, okay. All right, all right. I thought when
was
you, like...
something personal or
no.
Just, like,
no, just, you know, every once in a while, you know, you mean, you, sometimes people get these low moments. You know what I mean? You know, it was... You know, it was one of those days. You know, I just walked in. I just wasn't feeling well.
Yeah, you just lost
and
it.
And I just wasn't having it.
And then there's the best part about it. There was a stain on the wall for like a week.
Did they make
it look
you pay
like a
for
murder scene?
Did they make you pay for it?
No.
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 Wow. No one cleaned it up, though, for like a week.
Was Spike here or was there a turnoff still?
That was a Spike era moment.
Okay. Oh, it was. Okay.
Yeah. But did he have anything to do with it?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
All right. Well, these are things that now that, you know, I kind of vaguely remember it. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, it's one of those moments where you see somebody in a certain light. And like, and when I saw that, I was like, you know what? I got it now.
That's a snap spot. I got and it. If and that guy's going to snap like that, we're going to step back
and
take
I got
a chill.
I got a different level of respect. Now, always had the respect for Billy. Now I got a different level of respect, which means if he's not happy, you back off if he's having a bad day. Because you'll get coffee right in your face. Right in your face.
Well, you know, I guess I got to take this opportunity to apologize.
No. This is a good thing. Because this right here is a good thing. Because we know that you're professional and you're not a pushover. Those are two things that are great qualities about a person.
Did you hear that Jerry's getting PRP in the scalp?
No, I didn't. But I've heard of that procedure.
Well, Jerry's getting it done.
Really?
And the reason we're talking to Billy about this is Billy got a hair tattoo. So,
and the hair tattoo looks great.
It's still going. It's still going strong. It hasn't faded.
It hasn't faded. It's amazing.
But now you got the beard going.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the Antifa look. Honestly,
you got to try to do what works for you. You know,
I don't think it's the Antifa.
Well, the way he's dressed, the beard, the whole thing now. Out of the beard, how long have you had this beard now?
A while now.
Really.
Yeah, just, you know, that's his look. I don't have any other choice. I mean, there's no hair on the head, so.
That's his look, man.
Okay.
I think it's a good look.
I was thinking maybe you want to try that PRP stuff with Jerry.
No, I don't think he can at this point. And by the way, it's not to regrow hair. It's to keep what you have and make it thicker. That's the whole point.
I actually noticed Jerry's front of his hair looks a little bit thicker.
Yeah, no, he's starting to look good. It's starting to work.
I think it is working.
I mean, we are here.
I tried to take a picture of it last week and it got all upset at me.
Yeah, I know. Because it's, I mean, he's still got that patchy thing going on. What was the name of that company again that did the?
Scout Micro USA.
That's right, Scout Micro
USA.
They
did a good job.
Yeah, that's right. We had them on the air there for a while, so maybe they'll come back. All right, Billy, good stuff, man.
Well, thank you.
We appreciate it. So I feel like I got my answer on that. I feel like I'm kind of correct.
I think you are correct as well. I didn't realize he snaps like this.
Yeah, but only in certain situations. But he's capable. Like, Fleas has got no capability of snapping. None.
Well, he's a Swifty.
I mean, has anybody ever seen Fleegs snap? Like, never. I've never seen the man angry. Not one time.
Never Fleegs?
Not in a long time. And not at work.
Yeah, he's, yeah.
He seems like a very happy, fulfilled guy. You know?
Yeah, satisfied.
I was in one fight or a couple of fights in school as a kid and, you know, kind of get it out of your system.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021 and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You must remember this is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.